Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Neil Wetlington. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Kell reaches second base with a double. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Whatlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatlington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Whatlington moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Brown reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Wilbur reaches second base with a double. McGee throws the ball into Suter, who tags Wilbur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evers scores. Gurnett scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Whatlington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watlington hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Wilbur is hit by the pitch. Gurnett moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Watlington to Michaels covering second. The throw back to home, and Brown is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watlington strikes out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Hamilton now playing first base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Wilbur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmen Morrow pinch runs for Dave Philly. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morrow moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Morrow moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Morrow scores. Hamilton scores. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4 to Red Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watlington hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carmen Morrow now playing right field. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Watlington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 4 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.